Establishing a brand strategy. In part one, we pulled back the curtain on branding and showed that brand is not your logo, color scheme, or website design. A brand lives in the customer's subconscious as emotional connections form through positive experiences they've had with your company. So where do you go from here? You need a brand strategy that ties all of this together to help you start to build your brand. And while no single article can teach you everything end to end, we can reveal the underlying forces that are important to build a successful brand. 7 pillars of building a brand. If a brand is a collection of emotional connections in our subconscious brain, then building a brand is the process of intentionally creating and reinforcing those connections. Below are the 7 important foundations to building a brand to achieve that. 1. Start with mission statement, the soul of a brand. Every strong brand needs a starting point, and that is the mission statement. It's the underlying force that shapes how your brand forms in the subconscious of customers, employees, and investors. Simon Sinek famously says that people don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. Your mission is the clearest articulation of that why. Even though it isn't front and center in daily operations, the mission quietly sets the tone and context for every activity in the company, especially branding. A brand without a mission has no identity and no direction. Being the best at something is not a good mission. A common mistake I see with mission statements is being the best at something. You may feel your products and services are the best for some of these qualities: good quality, reliable, durable, good materials, lightweight, non-corrosive, good performance, fast, quiet, efficient, number of features, standards compliance. There's only one problem. Your competitors are probably focusing on the same generic qualities. If they do not stack up to your products now, they will catch up in due time. You need to find your niche in another way. Find your market niche, become a first mover. As we mentioned, most products in the market become similar over time. They eventually reach commodity status, followed by price wars. You can avoid this by distinguishing yourself as a first mover, unrelated to general features like quality and performance. You become a first mover by solving a problem, or filling a need, or connecting with customer values in a way no one else is doing. Becoming a first mover sets you apart from the pack, helps you maintain market share over time, even as similar products flood the market. See how Starbucks does it. It helps to revisit the Starbucks mission, the why. To nurture the human spirit, one person, one cup, one neighborhood at a time. But Starbucks makes a difference by solving problems, filling needs, and connecting with people's values. Their mission does not focus on the quality of their coffee. Instead, their mission is about uplifting their customers by inventing a unique coffee culture that nurtures the spirit and inspires life. And this is what sets Starbucks apart. Think about this. What's your company mission? What drives your company to make a difference for your customers, your employees, your investors, that no one else is doing? Figuring this out will help you set yourself apart and become a first mover. 2. Eliminate negative experiences, touchpoints. Assuming you already have a company and a product, the first priority is removing weak or negative associations. Every interaction a customer has with your company is a touchpoint. Product features, quality, customer service, store environment, user manuals, UX/UI, returns process, cleanliness. Negative experiences at any touchpoint carry disproportionate weight because of negative bias, our tendency to remember bad moments more strongly than good ones. A single negative touchpoint can undermine the brand trust you've worked hard to build. That's why attention to every touchpoint is essential in branding. Do this. List all of the touchpoints for your products and review any weaknesses or conflict. You can also review emails, customer reviews, social media to discover any flaws or contention with your products or services. Next, you need to strengthen those weaknesses to protect the brand. 3. Build products and establish touchpoints that support your mission. Your products and touchpoints should support your brand and mission objectives. Assess how your mission is represented in all of your touchpoints. Though market forces will pull your product in different directions, you should still build products and touchpoints with your mission in mind. Why? Because your mission identifies your brand identity in the market. If your products and touchpoints don't represent that, your brand may be viewed no different than the others. Let's look at how Starbucks does it. Look at all the touchpoints in Figure 6 that support the Starbucks mission, nurture the human spirit. They are all carefully curated and consistently maintained. You won't find pizza night or rock and roll music at a Starbucks because it doesn't support the mission. 4. Practice consistency. Familiarity builds strong bonds. Steve Jobs once grew frustrated that the chips on a circuit board weren't perfectly aligned, even though they were hidden beneath the case. It wasn't perfectionism. It was about staying true to Apple's brand identity, technology plus style. That same attention to consistency shows up in Apple stores, user interfaces, packaging, and advertising. It's a major reason Apple maintains its leadership, with every touchpoint reinforcing the same familiar experience. Starbucks does it too. When I walk into my local Starbucks, the smells, tastes, sounds, and ambience are always familiar. Even the bathroom is consistently clean and pleasant. As I visited stores in other states, I could still drop into the same third place I love. Now that I'm in Taiwan, it still amazes me how Starbucks feels like home in a completely different culture. And yes, the bathrooms are still immaculate. Consistency is the main ingredient that builds bonds with a home sweet home familiarity. They shape how people experience you, remember you, and trust you. 5. Manage your brand, discipline, and alignment. As a company grows, it's easy to drift from the brand mission. Products start to lose their market identity, internal tensions emerge, and marketing begins sending mixed signals. Brand management is the discipline that keeps the organization on course. It ensures that every decision, product, and message continues to uphold the tenets of mission and brand. In larger companies, this responsibility becomes formalized through brand departments, brand managers, or even brand governance teams. Their role is simple but essential: maintain alignment and protect brand consistency as the organization grows. 6. Establish your visual identity, brand design. So where do logos, colors, and website design fit in? Though they are only the surface layer of a brand, they matter because first impressions still count. Designers rarely create from a blank page. A clear mission and brand direction is the seed that lends context and inspiration for the creative process and keeps design from becoming arbitrary. Also, make your visuals as attractive as possible, but remember the core goals of visual brand design: simple, unique, easy to remember. But visual design rarely makes or breaks a brand on its own. Visuals become memorable and beloved because your mission, alignment, consistency, and other branding efforts give them meaning. When the foundation is strong, the visuals feel coherent, intentional, and unmistakably yours. 7. Use brand story in your marketing efforts. Writing marketing content can feel exhausting. It often turns into repeating specs, features, and persuasion that sound all too familiar. Brand story changes that, but it's not a story about your company or your products. A brand story is about your customer, their problem, their journey, and how your product and mission helps them achieve meaningful change. This is how your marketing team should develop content. This approach works across everything: web articles, DMs, videos, presentations, and more. And it's never repetitive, because different problems create different customer stories. Most importantly, brand story gives writers a structure. Instead of forcing creativity, it provides a clear narrative arc that makes content easier to write and compelling to read. How long does it take to see results? Brand requires some effort and time. You first have to establish your brand, and then you need to gain traction. And the time it takes to see results from branding depends on where your brand is currently and how much effort you can give. However, you can speed up the process with digital marketing rather than traditional marketing, which is much more time-consuming and people-intensive. Digital marketing uses the vast resources on the web to help customers find you, and vice versa, and it's done at the speed of the internet, from the convenience of your office. That said, we have worked with Taiwan companies that have good products but with weak brand and marketing. In a 6-month period, we were able to double website traffic and increase sales 18%. See case study in part 3. Conclusion: build a successful brand. In this part 2, we peeled back another layer that explains 7 foundational aspects of branding to help you start to build your brand. Start with mission statement, eliminate negative experiences, build products and touchpoints to support the mission, be consistent, breed familiarity, manage your brand, establish your visual identity, use brand story in marketing. Understanding the foundations of a brand gives companies a good framework to start developing a brand strategy. In the next installment, part 3, we reveal yet another level of detail, exploring consumer behavior and emotional triggers to help you connect with your audience and build brand awareness.